Dave Fanning on 2FM.
2FM. Okay, now I want to take a look at something here because from Stranger Things to Girl Interrupted, the actress Winona Ryder has won awards for her roles on television and the big screen. But now, in a further accolade, she's become the subject of the latest single from Picture This. This isn't the first time a well-known person has become the focus of a music track. So here to walk us through some of the most memorable examples is Mr. Graham Smith. Mr. Graham Smith, you're very welcome to the programme. Let's start. Where are we going with this?
We're
going
to go for Mika with Grace Kelly.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was number one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was released in 2007. So Mika had been trying for years to get a record deal, but he was always told, no, you're too quirky to be pop. You're too poppy to be alternative, so no one's going to buy any of your records. So he went home and he said that he tried to be like Grace Kelly, leave the superstardom behind, like Grace did when she became Princess of Monaco, but that her looks were too sad is the line in the chorus, so Mika wouldn't be happy with leaving the superstardom behind.
All right, yes. I never actually listened to the lyrics, so it is really all about her, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, well, obviously, I suppose it is. Yeah, here we go.
I try to be like Grace Kelly.
This guy was meant to be the next big thing at one stage.
And he was huge at the time.
Yeah. Let's try a guess. 2016? Oh, I've no idea, actually. I'm not going to try it. No, 2012, I'd say.
2007, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
12 years, 13 years old. Yeah, it would be. What am I talking about? I've no idea. Anyway, Mika didn't really enter my orbit too much.
No.
Okay, that's Mika with Grace Kelly. Okay, so now we have it. We're talking about songs about famous people, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. They're not all Hollywood actresses or anything. No, our princesses.
No, so our next one is Rosa Parks, the famous Rosa Parks.
All right.
Outkast released a single about her in 1998. So most of us know the story that in the 50s, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white person on the bus, and this was one of the catalysts behind the civil rights movement in the 50s and the 60s. But after the record came out, her legal team filed a lawsuit against Outkast and their label for misappropriation of her name, and this went on for years. They appealed again and again and again. It was eventually settled outside of court, but her family, in the later years, once Rosa had passed away, said that there was a lot of people who, when she was about to die, tried to make a quick buck off her name, and that in her own right mind, she would have never tried to get money out of the guys.
All right, okay, well, Outkast, Rosa Parks. I'd say the most famous person in terms of like the most songs, it's got to be James Dean, is it? I mean, it's got to be.
Definitely, yeah. So the next one is the Eagles, obviously, who originally actually wrote this song for their second album, which was supposed to be a whole LP surrounding anti-heroes. But when they went into the recording for it and the writing sessions, they ended up writing a load of Western themed songs. So we got Desperado as their second album. But then when they went into sessions for their third album, On the Border, James Dean was immediately pulled off the shelf, finished and released as a single.
All right. Yeah, right, okay, dodgy. Mother of God, that's dreadful. Okay, that's the Eagles, James Dean. Give us more.
While we're on the theme of Westerns anyway, we'll go into Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, like, hold on a second, how much of Clint Eastwood, like, was this actually, like, was it about Clint Eastwood? Oh, definitely, 100% was it?
The two lads have never said anything. There's a lot of theories floating around that Sunshine in a Bag was a quote from Clint's character in The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, but it's not in the script at all, so that's incorrect. But Damon is a huge fan of Clint in general, so Gorillaz had a single off their second album called Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Obviously his other project, The Good, the Bad and the Queen, as well. So yeah, huge song from Gorillaz. But it was their debut single, and originally, I suppose now, Dave, Gorillaz is this huge, massive behemoth of a thing with loads of features. And
brilliant though. I'll tell you, that's really funny. I never thought of that. The Good, the Bad and the Queen, of course, being Clint. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not I do be liking Gorillaz, all right. That's called Clint Eastwood from Gorillaz, Damon Albarn, etc. I know you're going next, all right. Yeah, you're going to Buddy Holly, are you? Yeah.
Oh, I certainly am. Buddy by Weezer. So this is from their debut album, better known as the Blue Album. And Rivers Cuomo, the frontman of Weezer, actually looks very like Buddy Holly. So he wrote this song kind of as a joke, and the producer had to really convince him to put it on the album. It's a fantastic song anyway, though. But he wrote it about one of his friends who was a girl, and a lot of people speculated that they were dating, a lot the same way that Buddy Holly was speculated to be dating Mary Tyler Moore at the time. But she was actually married for most of Buddy's life, so those rumours aren't to be true.
And the Happy Days style video. Here
yes.
Yeah, they did it right, all right. That's Weezer and Buddy Holly.
Now we're going to Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes.
Oh, of course, yeah. You'd have to.
You have to, really. There's not much of a story behind it. It's basically a song about a load of characteristics of this particular girl that Kim's talking about. And obviously Betty Davis with her big, beautiful, lovely eyes, the Hollywood actress. And that's really
she
it. There's
really
no
did
story.
Have big, huge eyes. When you could see her through the smoke, she was had a cigarette in her mouth all the time. Yeah. Here, Kim Carnes it is, Betty Davis Eyes.
She'll expose you. And she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Patty Davis eyes.
Yeah, and Kim sings like she was smoking herself a lot too, so it kind of works all right. Yeah. So where are we going?
We're going to Taylor Swift next with Tim McGraw. So Taylor wrote this song.
Should I know this, yeah?
Oh, well, it was her debut single off her debut album, so it's back in the day. You have to be a real Taylor fan.
Okay.
She wrote this song. She was going out with a senior when she was a freshman in high school, and he was going to go off to college. She thought that they'd break up, and she was sad about this. So she was thinking in maths class, what things would remind him of her when he was away in college so he'd miss her? And she thought, well, our favourite song is by Tim McGraw. So she went to the studio with her co-writer, Liz Rose. She wrote this song in apparently 15 minutes, and that was her debut single.
Tim McGraw, there's so many, is he, should I know this? Is he going out with somebody famous or something? No.
He's a big
probably
country
isn't.
Singer. I think Keith Urban is going out with someone famous.
Sorry.
He's another
right,
one of
okay,
those
yeah, right, okay.
types.
It's a bit of a blur.
You think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favourite song, the one we dance to all night long, the moon. Like a spotlight on the lake when you think happiness. I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest in my old faded blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me.
That was her debut single, was it, Jim?
Debut single, yes.
And when was that? 2004?
2006.
Oh, really?
I
okay,
think.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But that was a song, obviously, about Tim McGraw. And then 7 years later, she collaborated with Tim himself.
All right, okay. Fair enough. All right.
So the next one, we're going on to Lady Gaga with her ode to Donatella Versace called Donatella.
Oh, really?
And they actually became very good friends. She was invited to the Palazzo Versace in Milan. And for the Art Pop tour, which this is off the album, Donatella designed a lot of the costumes for her worldwide tour.
All right, okay, I'll give you a blast of that then. I don't think I know this.
Donatella,
I don't. Donatella, is she misunderstood, is she? That's about the only bit I got from that.
Wouldn't be my
shouting.
Cup of tea anyway.
No, certainly wouldn't be mine. Here's one here at 51552. By the way, we're looking at sort of songs about famous people or whatever. Tom Courtney by Yola Tengo. Now, I do know my Yola Tengo, but I don't know that song.
I don't know that song
that should be more famous, about a man who should be more famous by a band who should be more famous. Indeed, yeah. Tom Courtney, great actor. Okay, so we're talking here, where were we? Donatella, Lady Gaga. Yeah, where are we going next?
So we're going on to Bowie.
Right.
So our favourite man. From his fourth album, Hunky Dory, he released a song called Andy Warhol.
Oh, of course, yeah.
His tribute to the artist.
Looks and a scream.
Yeah.
Hang him on my wall.
Yeah. When he made the song, he actually met Andy at the factory in New York and played it for him. And Andy thought it was horrendous. So he walked away and then came back in and eventually ended up having a conversation with Bowie about his shoes instead.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Say the story goes.
I'll give you a blast. Fantastic. One of his, possibly his best album, Hunky Dory.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all. Andy Warhol, let's just scream. Hang him on my wall.
And, you know, as a little aside here, Graham, for 1 second, I'm just going to say that on the same album, and like I've saved, this guy has had more songs about him probably than James Dean as well, with a voice like sand and glue, who's he talking about here? Same album, David Bowie. He mentions him in the first line by his real name, Robert Zimmerman, as opposed to the name you know him by, Bob Dylan.
Truthful vengeance, there could be lies to the floor. Brought a few more people on and put the fear in a whole lot more. Ah, here she comes.
And it's simply, in fact, the other one's just called Andy Warhol. That's called Song from Bob Dylan. Both from the Hunky Dory album, both from David Bowie, and the David Bowie Week in Dublin ends tonight. Okay, now, let me see, where are we with that? Where are we going next?
So we're going to head on to Duck Sauce with Barbara Streisand. So Duck Sauce themselves are a DJ duo made up of...
Wait a minute, I thought Duck Sauce... Oh, wait, this isn't by Barbara Streisand, the song is called Duck Sauce. So
exactly, it's yeah, it's just a song.
Johnny Duck or something, huh? Okay, fair enough. So who's Duck Sauce?
Duck Sauce are a DJ duo from New York. So A-Track was a world scratch champion back in the 90s. He won the DMC World Championships a couple of times. And Armin van Helden is a big house DJ. So they got together, just a pet project, and they wrote a song sampling Boney M's Gotta Go Home. And then just said the words Barbra Streisand as a complete joke. They never thought
Sounds
it would go anywhere.
Frightening.
It is quite frightening. Oh,
really?
I don't think you'll like it, Dave.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was good. Okay, here. Okay, this is Duck Sauce with Barbra Streisand. Not like on vocals, but it's called Barbra Streisand. Okay.
Barbra Streisand.
Ah, lads. Must try harder.
Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, right, okay, that's cheap. Oh, God, shut up. Right, go on. Give me something else, something better.
Okay, we'll stay with pop, but this is probably a better piece of music. SZA, so she wrote a song called Drew Barrymore. She was about to attend a party and she really wanted...
Sorry, who? SZA.
SZA.
Okay, I'm sure I should know SZA.
She features on Kendrick Lamar tracks, so big in the hip hop world.
Yeah.
She attended a party anyway, and she wanted to talk to a guy who she wanted to hook up with, but the guy actually ended up coming with another girl. So she was quite sad about that. She went off, she didn't talk to him, and she had a great time on her own. And when she went home, she said, I'll write a song about this. She thought it was quite similar to the scenarios in cheesy 90s flicks that Drew Barrymore would have been in, like Never Been Kissed.
I see where this is going.
And Poison Ivy. So she tried to soundtrack one of those films in her own way, and this was the result.
So this is SZA, and the track is called...
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, really is called Drew Barrymore, okay. I'm not getting that. Did she say Drew Barrymore at any stage?
She does say Drew Barrymore at some stage. And it's very similar to those songs you'd hear in those type of Drew Barrymore cheesy 90s films.
Right, here's one here. It says, how about Houdini by Foster the People? I don't know. But
great track.
Mention. Okay, really? Okay, fair really enough. Good. All right, that's SZA with Drew Barrymore. Give us another one.
So we're on to Pixies now. So
Pixies.
A song.
What did they do?
They did Alec Eiffel.
The guy who built the Eiffel Tower. That's right.
Exactly, yeah. So it's about the architect Gustav Alexander Eiffel. And when the tower was being built, a lot of the locals in Paris said it wouldn't fit in with the landscape. It was a stupid idea, etc. And many people feel that the song is about how others are trying to bring down people if they have outlandish ideas, etc. But Black Francis himself said, I just wrote the song because I'm really into aerodynamics, apparently, and he thought he should be celebrated.
Of course he is. You don't have Robert De Niro's Waiting in there by Bananarama.
Bananarama, do you? No,
I do
not.
Fair enough. Okay, all right. So what's next then?
We have Fall Out Boy with Uma Thurman.
Oh, yeah.
So they wrote this song and sampled the Munsters TV show. So that's surf rock guitar. And a lot of people, when they were showing them initially, thought it was reminiscent of Quentin Tarantino's soundtrack, something that would sound good on that. So they thought for the lyrics, we'll get a character. And they focused in on Uma's character in Kill Bill. And wrote this song about a resilient, empowered woman. So that's what the chorus is about. And then the verses are what you would do to try and capture this woman's affection. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. And I can't get you out of my head. The blood, the blood, the blood of the lamb is worth two lions, but here I am. And I slept in last night's clothes. It's tomorrow's dreams, but they're not quite what they seem. Well, okay, Fall Out Boy, it is Uma Thurman. By the way, we're talking about all this with Graham for the reason that Picture This have a single out. I'll just give you a blast of that. It's called Winona Ryder. Now I'm falling in love and it feels like the first time I had enough till she walked into my life. Head to toe in designer, like a young Winona Ryder. Yeah, I'm falling in love and it feels real this time. I had enough till she walked into my life. Head to toe in designer, like a young Winona Ryder. That is Winona Ryder, and that is Picture This on that one in terms of like the famous people in song titles. By the way, the next one, I mean, like, it's got to be like you're going right back to the 50s, are you? Yeah, this is the final one. I had to finish on this, really. Right. So it's Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven, which is quite simply Chuck saying to the DJs, stop playing classical music, play what the kids want to dance to, and that is rock and roll.
Right, indeed. Yeah, it was a good point he was making. Listen, I'll tell you, I'm going to play a little bit of Banana Ram now because some people want it. Graham, listen, Graham Smith, thanks a million for dropping in, and this is it.
Cheers, Dave.
I got the rockin' pneumonia. I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues.
Yeah, and here's the Robert De Niro one from Bananarama. That was Chuck Berry. But of all the ones we played, here's my favourite.
Barbra Streisand.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.
2FM.